On today's show, GM says it's going to build the Bolt, Honda reveals the all-new version of the Pilot, and a look at more unveils from the Chicago Auto Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 13th of 2015. Is the new GM different from the old GM? You bet it is. Mark Royce, the head of product development at General Motors, says they're going from 6 investigators to 50 in early validation of engineering designs. And they split engineering into two groups, one for systems engineering and the other for components. GM is now setting specifications based on a discipline called DFMA, Design for Manufacturing and Assembly. It's no longer grouping parts by purchasing category, they're now grouped by system. And just to make sure the brass knows what's going on, vice presidents like Mark Royce now sit in the room to review all the parts and systems, not just engineers and managers. Chevy's new concept EV, the Bolt, looked pretty production ready to us when it first debuted at this year's Detroit Auto Show. And it didn't take too long for us to now confirm that it is going into production. The automaker announced yesterday that it will make a $200 million investment at its Orion Assembly Plant in Michigan to build the EV. The Bolt was designed for the masses with an estimated range of 200 miles at a target price around $30,000. The other day we asked you, what day is the Eyes on Design car show held every year for a chance to win a poster of this painting? The answer we were looking for was Father's Day, or Sunday, June 21st. Our randomly chosen winner is Rumblestrip. Congrats, we'll be getting in touch with you soon, and we'd like to thank everyone else that participated. Still to come, Kia reveals a rugged version of the Soul, the Toyota Avalon gets a refresh, and Mitsubishi comes out with a wild-looking plug-in concept.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Toyota gave us a look at the refreshed Avalon, but there's not too much new to see. The front end styling was tweaked a bit, and it gets new LED headlights and taillights. It also gets a few new convenience features, but perhaps the most noticeable change comes in the form of a retuned suspension, what Toyota calls, and I quote here, a significant improvement over the current production Avalon. And as a sales leader in its segment, that's exactly the kind of improvement it needs to retain that title. Kia revealed a new concept called the Trailster that has the Jeep Renegade in its crosshairs. It was created at the company's design studio in California, and as you can see, it's based on the Soul. Under the hood is a 1.6-liter turbocharged four-cylinder that's mated to a six-speed automatic. It's also equipped with an electric all-wheel drive system on the rear axle. Kia says it not only mitigates turbo lag, but it also gets better fuel economy than a standard all-wheel drive system. Kia says if it comes out with a production version of the Trailster, the aim would be to get up to 30% better fuel economy in the city, 10% better on the highway, compared to a naturally aspirated 2015 Soul equipped with a 2-liter gasoline engine. It also showed off the sedan and hatch versions of the 2016 Rio. The front end has been updated with a new grille that's similar to the Optima and Soul, and the interior has also been refreshed as well. It's powered by the same powertrain as before, a 1.6-liter inline four-cylinder that's mated to a six-speed automatic or manual transmission. However, the hatchback will no longer be offered with the manual. The new Rio goes on sale in the first quarter of the year. Mitsubishi pulled the wraps off a new concept vehicle yesterday, but unfortunately for its dealers, this thing clearly isn't ready for prime time. It's a plug-in hybrid EV that features a supercharged V6 mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission, and it has a total output of over 330 horsepower. A few of its cooler features are an augmented reality windshield and what the company calls a tactical table. The AR windshield can display things like lane departure warnings, navigation directions, and objects in a blind spot. The table is mounted down the center of the vehicle and can be used by every occupant. It's basically a big touchscreen that allows passengers to interact with one another or even play around with its infotainment features. Even though it's not going to make its way into production, Mitsubishi put out a press release long enough to make you think that it is. So if you want to learn more about this concept vehicle, just click the headline in today's transcript. Coming up next, the new Honda Pilot makes its world debut, Acura updates the RDX, and Nissan reveals a more powerful version of the 370Z Roadster.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Honda just introduced the all-new 2016 Pilot. Like the previous two generations, the SUV was designed and developed in the U.S. As you can see, it ditches the traditional boxy SUV design for a sleeker look that's similar to the CR-V. It's powered by a new 3.5-liter direct-injected V6 gasoline engine that comes with cylinder deactivation and start-stop technology. It also comes standard with a new 6-speed automatic, while upper trims come with a new 9-speed auto. Thanks to the new powertrain and dropping 300 pounds, Honda says the new Pilot is more fuel efficient, but it did not announce MPG numbers. The new Pilot goes on sale in the U.S. this summer. Honda also released this sketch of the next generation Ridgeline, but it did not reveal any other details. The automaker also took the wraps off the new Acura RDX. It comes with a new, more powerful 3.5-liter V6 engine that's mated to a 9-speed automatic. The engine also features cylinder deactivation, which helps boost highway fuel economy by 1 mpg compared to the outgoing model. The styling has been refreshed, and it also offers a host of new safety and amenity features. The 2016 RDX goes on sale this spring. Nissan revealed a Nismo concept version of its 370Z Roadster. Even though it's a concept, it doesn't look like it's too far off from being production ready to us. It's powered by a 3.7-liter V6 that cranks out 350 horsepower. Compared to the standard 370Z, the concept comes with unique exterior and interior features and a Nismo-tuned suspension. Well, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.